MMH, the home of rock radio.
Listen to The Dark Side with me, Andy Shaw, for your death, black and doom metal every Thursday from 10 until midnight. Only on MMH, the home of rock radio.
And I'm delighted and pleased to be joined by Mo, who guitar and vocals on that brilliant EP. Hello, how are you?
Hey man, thanks for having me. I'm good, thanks.
You're very welcome. How would you describe your sound?
It's definitely doom. It's definitely the main basis we're playing or we're floating on and riffing on. But we have different influences. Like our drummer is more rooting in the black metal, and me and Kalle, the other guitar player, we're like three people only. We're more coming from the traditional death metal. Like we were listening to a lot of like Florida old school death metal when we were teenagers. And later on, we grasped more into doom and slower things. And like Conan, definitely a big influence. You can hear definitely Conan in there. And I've been meeting John Davis from Conan a couple of times, and we've been talking about amps and shit. And yeah, so it's basically doom, but we like also like, cause we have like, we're telling a story along with all the songs, all the music. And so the scenery in which the story is taking place is also influencing the sound. So this EP is a little bit more fast paced and has like more like a desert vibe to it because it's playing in the desert. And our first record was more slow. And
you must be happy with the EP, to be honest. It's a tour de force, as they say. It's brilliant.
Yeah, we are happy with the EP. We were in the studio and we recorded five tracks, and at the time we didn't knew what we wanted to do with the tracks, and now we ended up with having this EP and the second full length coming in a few months. And we didn't knew if we were doing like two EPs or one huge record, and now we decided to put these two shorter tracks on the EP, so to have it before the full length. And we're happy with it. We weren't sure because the songs are like a little bit stoner vibe even in there. It's faster than the first record, which were like Moss fans or like Funeral Doom fans were like, yeah, super slow, super massive and long songs. And now it's like, it's definitely more fast paced. So we weren't sure how people would take it, but so far the response has been good, and vinyl is almost sold out, and we're happy with it. Yeah, sure.
Wow, that's brilliant. What's your creative process? Do you start with a sort of a lyrical theme, an idea of a theme, or do the sounds, the noises, the riffs?
Mostly the music comes first, so to say. Like we're coming. We are like a very organic band, so we're not like writing the songs at home and meeting them in the rehearsal space. We're like creating the songs in the room together, all three of us. And as I am writing the story, which is underlying all this, so the story is already laid out for several records, but which song is really like portraying which aspect of the story is then like crafted. And yeah, it's very organic, the process. We're jamming, we're riffing in the rehearsal space, and it's like we never really wrote a song we did not record. Like we're happy with what we're doing, and it's not like we're writing like 10 songs and only taking two of them. We have like from the early days like two songs we didn't record, but since then, like since 2017 mostly, every song we wrote, we recorded, and yeah, that's how we do it.
Oh, that's good. I like that. Is it? So you sort of take a central musical theme and then build from that?
Yeah, it's like sometimes we say like, okay, now we want to do like a really long song, like planning to do a long song. We did this with Cocoon of Soul, it's the third track on our first album, which is like 30 minutes long. At that time we said, okay, let's make a long song. But now, like, we are currently writing Eremit 3, the third full length, and the first track is currently at 60 minutes, and we didn't, we were not planning to do an hour-long song, but it just happened to be. So it's very organic and not too much planning from our side. It's like we're going with the flow. We're checking what riff we can for how long we can play one riff and how good it feels to us. And
do you like the free? Do you all like the freedom of that? The way that you work.
Yeah, definitely. Like. Also, like a couple of days ago, I was talking to a friend of mine who's playing in the technical death metal band, and he was saying like, "Ah, we got a new song which has like 90 beats per minute," and I was like, "How do you know?" And they said, "Yeah, we rewrite our music on the computer, and therefore we know the speed." And I was like, I have no idea what pace our songs are because we never typed it in or we never processed it in the computer. It's like, also we're playing really some songs we're playing too slow or too fast sometimes. And we really, it's a really fluent way, but that's what you're asking about. That's like giving us the freedom to really explore. Like sometimes when you have a new riff, we start very fast and we just saying, okay, we were now trying to play it as slow as we can to find like the middle ground, what's the perfect speed for that riff. So we're playing it fast and going slower and slower and slower, like it's ridiculously slow, to pace out and to see what speed is the right speed for this specific riff. And that's a total freedom. And we're happy that we can do that and people are liking it. It's awesome.
Oh no, it is a brilliant EP. I don't want to sound patronizing but it is.
Thank you, man. Thanks.
It's just that I like to listen to the layers and the way you've kind of structured it, plus the drumming as well. It's so I'm not a musician, but you listen to what's going on with what you guys are doing with your voice and the drums, it's hypnotic, mesmerizing to listen to.
I'm also happy to have Marco on the drums. All three of us, we wouldn't really say that we are musicians. No one of us has really learned the instrument we're playing now. It's very like we as teenagers, we picked up the instrument and tried it out. And my saying has always been, I don't know how to do anything, but I'm doing everything. So I played the piano, I played saxophone, I played bass and guitar, and I did a whole lot of shit I didn't know about it or how it's working, but I'm just trying it out. And that's like I'm definitely going to this total artistic freedom. So in the future we will also have like different instrument, more not traditional doom instruments on Eremit 3, and we're exploring definitely the space, but we're also not like really musicians.
You are absolutely don't put yourself down there. You absolutely are, because listening to what you do, you can tell that you know what you're doing with your instruments. Absolutely, you definitely are.
Okay.
Yeah, and I find that interesting because doing this, I've tried to reach. I spoke to an Iranian band a couple of days ago. And I spoke to another band from Saudi Arabia, and they're doing, like you said, they're doing the same. They're kind of working like you, a little bit experimentally, but also bringing in their own, you know, their Persian vibes or whatever into the kind of melting pot, the experiment that everybody's doing, and it's some amazing stuff going on, including yours. It's brilliant.
Yeah, sure.
The artwork for the album, the EP, mm-hmm. Is that part of the story that you've got going on, or is?
Yeah, definitely part of the story. This time, the cover for the EP is by Brandon Holt. He's a brilliant illustrator, and usually we were going like with Mario Szymanowski from Poland, who painted like the famous Belwitch cover and others. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And he did our first record, and he's also doing the second. But for this EP, we were like going more like, yeah, the reduced style. So we have like a pen illustration, and yeah, it's definitely based on the story. And what we're seeing is like a ghoul, and this is like a creature, a figure who is living in this desert. The hermit or the eremit, the German word for hermit, is traveling through. So the whole band is like telling this tale of like a lonesome hermit traveling through a dystopian world, and he's discovering different creatures, different scenarios, and in this specific time and space, he's like in this desert and he's being attacked by this freakish ghoul characters, and we put this ghoul on the cover, and also with like we wanted to have like some kind of sadness in the eyes of the ghoul,
to demonstrate
that this character is also a living being and is feeling the pain and is going through things, and it's not like super clear cut between good and evil, or the hermit we're talking about is like this hero. And he is killing also only enemies. So we also wanted to portray that there's always a different side to things. Like you could also have a story about the ghoul written from the perspective of the ghoul living in this desert, and then some stranger with a sword is coming and is slaughtering your family. So it's also, it's always the point of view you're looking at. And so we didn't put the eremit on the cover, or the hermit this time, so and put the villain, so to say, on the cover. And yeah, I think Brandon Holt did a good job. It's really, when I was talking to him about the cover, I said like, you can go full crazy, full alien organic vibe, and he like added spikes everywhere, and I think it's a cool cover. And
oh, it is, yeah.
It fits the music, so very happy with it, yeah.
Brilliant.
Listen to The Dark Side with me, Andy Shaw, for your death, black and doom metal every Thursday from 10 until midnight, only on MMH, the home of rock radio.
MMH, the home of rock radio.